Section 2. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions.
Some of the patients we visited last week had dementia, so I'd just like to clarify a few things about that, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. With increasing life expectancy, we're going to be seeing more and more of it.
I know that dementia can be caused by genetic or environmental factors, such as overindulging in alcohol over a long period of time, but it seems that it can be difficult to diagnose dementia because its symptoms can occur with various other conditions.
That's right. Some of them, such as Pick's disease, can't be overcome, whereas others, such as brain tumours, can.
One of the patients we saw appeared to be very anxious. I thought that might have been a side effect of the medication she was on, but the nurse I was training with told me it was a frequently occurring syndrome of people with dementia. They're upset at not being able to do some of the things they could in the past, and often don't trust those around them.
And many healthy people get anxious about the future, whether it's about things going on in their own lives or what's happening in the wider world. It's good, though. One of life's pleasures that people with dementia continue to enjoy is food. Generally, we find they're keen on cakes and desserts, so you have to make sure they have a balanced diet overall. Elderly people with dentures may avoid chewy food, and their taste receptors for salt can become diminished, which is a normal part of ageing.
We had some lectures last month about research done on therapies to enhance the well-being of all kinds of age groups. For example, they told us that children recovering from surgery really like to sing if they've got the energy. People with dementia usually experience a lift in their mood while listening to music. And people with depression nearly always benefit from doing regular exercise.
Yes, it's very rewarding to see patients responding to measures like those, and it helps us view their health from a broader perspective.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Some of the patients we visited last week had dementia, so I'd just like to clarify a few things about that, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. With increasing life expectancy, we're going to be seeing more and more of it.
I know that dementia can be caused by genetic or environmental factors, such as overindulging in alcohol over a long period of time, but it seems that it can be difficult to diagnose dementia because its symptoms can occur with various other conditions.
That's right. Some of them, such as Pick's disease, can't be overcome, whereas others, such as brain tumours, can.
One of the patients we saw appeared to be very anxious. I thought that might have been a side effect of the medication she was on, but the nurse I was training with told me it was a frequently occurring syndrome of people with dementia. They're upset at not being able to do some of the things they could in the past, and often don't trust those around them.
And many healthy people get anxious about the future, whether it's about things going on in their own lives or what's happening in the wider world. It's good, though. One of life's pleasures that people with dementia continue to enjoy is food. Generally, we find they're keen on cakes and desserts, so you have to make sure they have a balanced diet overall. Elderly people with dentures may avoid chewy food, and their taste receptors for salt can become diminished, which is a normal part of ageing.
We had some lectures last month about research done on therapies to enhance the well-being of all kinds of age groups. For example, they told us that children recovering from surgery really like to sing if they've got the energy. People with dementia usually experience a lift in their mood while listening to music. and people with depression nearly always benefit from doing regular exercise.
Yes, it's very rewarding to see patients responding to measures like those, and it helps us view their health from a broader perspective.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.